know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum. And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Going back to the phones in just a moment. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you are the one that wanted to talk about the big lie.
Yeah.
Well, the big lie continues. Aaron Blake over at the Washington Post. Trump's voter fraud claims are growing more outlandish. And here's the sub-headline. The former president now points to supposed fraud in an election that his candidate lost by more than 3-1.
Come on.
Rigged. Aaron Blake, as I mentioned, the reporter, by now the trend is abundantly clear. No matter the election, no matter the evidence, and sometimes no matter whether his side wins or not, former President Donald Trump is going to claim or suggest widespread voter fraud. It happened in 2012 and 16. It happened in 2020, and it happened in two of the highest profile elections since 2020, the California recall and the Pennsylvania primary. It's always baseless, and often someone has already debunked either his exact claim or a version of it. But rarely is it as dubious as the latest iteration.
Well, it gets more dubious?
Oh, way more dubious, because we're talking about David Perdue. In an email from his political action committee Tuesday, Trump promoted an analysis that suggested former Senator David Perdue's loss in the Georgia governor's primary, 74-22, somehow was the result of voter fraud. Now, this is a partisan primary. This is red on red violence here, Dom.
Right. Right, it's right on right crime, man.
Trump blast out article that claimed Kemp's 50-point victory in Georgia GOP gubernatorial primary was due to voter fraud, and then 400,000 mules, question mark. Here are amongst the claims the former president sought to promote. A few bullet points. One, it's inexplicable that Trump's candidates lost by so much in Georgia because his endorsement has been so successful elsewhere. This ignores that his endorsement has failed plenty, including in high-profile races in Idaho, Nebraska, and North Carolina. The vast majority of Trump's endorsees win, but that's because most of them face only token opposition. When it's a competitive race, he's about 50-50.
Here's another one, Crudy. No one in any election in America gets 74% of the votes. Ever. It doesn't happen. It does indeed. In fact, a 2009 study found that 1 in 10 Senate incumbents took less than 75% of the votes in their primaries. Many face token or no opposition, but it does happen very regularly. Trump also got at least 74% of the vote in nearly 1,100 counties in the 2020 general election. Combined, they accounted for more than 8 million of the votes he received, about 11% of his vote total.
Dominic, what about Trump's endorsed candidate for insurance commissioner, who somehow got the same percentage of votes in 122 of the 159 counties in Georgia? If true, that would be suspicious, although Aaron Blake points out, but it's not true.
It's not true.
Now, the author of the piece Trump cited, which was originally posted on Substack, declined to respond to questions about the substance of the claims. Trump's effort to blame his Georgia losses on fraud is merely the latest evidence of something that has become increasingly evident since 2020. And that, without a true rebuke from his party, Trump's just going to keep undermining democracy through more and more outlandish claims. But it's worth a look at how the progression has taken place. Dom, you want a couple of these?
Oh, sure. It seems like eons ago, but on Election Day of 2012, with GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney headed for a predictable defeat, Trump baselessly tweeted about reports of voting machines switching Romney votes to Obama. Late that night, with Romney having lost, Trump called for the people to rise up. "We can't let this happen," he tweeted at 11:29 p.m. "We should march on Washington and stop this travesty. Our nation is totally divided." By 2016, Trump was a candidate in his own right, and his baseless allegations of fraud began after the first votes were cast. After initially conceding his loss in the Iowa caucuses, Trump 2 days later falsely blamed it on fraud allegedly committed by Senator Ted Cruz. Trump later walked back the claim that Cruz had done something illegal. And Trump went on to win the 16 election. But even in victory, he cited fraud because he had lost the popular vote. Trump cited a social media conspiracy theory in claiming that 3 million to 5 million undocumented immigrants had illegally voted and that somehow every one of them had voted for Hillary Clinton and none for him, as the Washington Post wrote back then. Once you get past the lack of a factual basis for Trump's strange and incredible claim, this is what really doesn't make sense about it. Trump is alleging that as many as 3.6% of the votes cast in a 2016 contest decided by even fewer votes may have been illegitimate. He's saying the number of illegal votes may have been larger than the population of 38 states. He's saying that as many as 30 to 40% of the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States cast ballots. For some reason, despite this large degree of supposed fraud, and it's having been enough to change the outcome, Trump did not doubt the legitimacy of his win. He delayed in calling for an investigation until after he was in office. The investigation turned up, this is something we hear often, no evidence of widespread voter fraud, Crudy.
None.
None.
A little bit more will bring this to conclusion. The 2020 election, of course, is what sparked Trump's most infamous claims of voter fraud. That's in part because of how he concerted his effort was and its consequences, including the January 6th, the insurrection and the majority of Republicans coming to believe the general thrust of Trump's claims. Rigged election. By 2021, all eyes turned to the California recall, where Trump ally Larry Elder appeared to have a fighting chance against Gavin Newsom. Even before Election Day, Elder's website blamed voter fraud for Newsom being reinstated as governor, and Trump claimed the election was being totally rigged. But when Elder lost by a huge margin, 62 to 38, they largely backed off the claim. And an even larger margin in Georgia governors was apparently not enough to exempt it from his treatment. And that treatment comes 2 weeks after Trump urged his preferred candidate, celebrity physician Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, to declare victory in a very tight race before many votes were even counted. Trump argued that doing so would somehow prevent the election from being stolen. They're doing a little recount down in Pennsylvania, Dom. Here's a final thought, though. As an anonymous White House official infamously said a week after the 2020 election, what's the downside for humoring him for this little bit of time? Well, as Aaron Blake writes and points out, the biggest downside was soon revealed, the January 6th insurrection. But the party hasn't stopped humoring him. And that apparently means he'll cry foul even after elections in which his side is defeated by more than 3-1. Because no one gets 74%.
Never, ever. That never happens, except it does.
Sometimes. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our reputation's getting better. It's going worldwide. You're listening right now. And you could be a part of the big show if you called us, 844-967-2789.
This election was rigged. This election is a total fraud.
You are entirely and completely incorrect.
Michael Jackson didn't come over to my house. He's a bachelor. But his sister did.
You are one pathetic loser.